Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Chiropractors are witch doctors.
I'm a little scared of them.
I am too. And like of the classic witch doctor, sometimes they get results and you're like, I don't know why that worked. I don't know. I don't trust you. You're wearing a weird mask.
Yeah. I loved going.
You love going?
Yeah.
I don't think they should be able to call themselves doctors, though. Like, they're a special. They adjust your body like a mechanic. You don't call a mechanic a doctor for your car. They're basically a body mechanic.
Do you think dentists should be called doctors?
Yes, because they have to actually be certified and go through like 7 years of actual schooling.
What do chiropractors do?
Oh, they go to like Grand Canyon University. And
so it's like an online correspondence school.
Yeah. They go through like 3 months of intensive finger bending and stuff. And then you're like, well, hopefully I won't kill a guy today.
Well, I'm not sure if that's exactly how it goes.
I mean,
but
I don't know. I have all the facts right, but I'm close.
I think that speaks to the reason I feel like they're witch doctors. Well, this particular witch doctor did a pretty good thing for old fart lady here.
My left side on her is sitting about an inch and a half higher than the right side of her pelvis. And you're kind of almost shifted, like you're rotated anteriorly on this side as well. This is where your bone is.
Well, they found
right
a chiropractor now that looks like Mila Kunis.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt.
The woman that's visiting can't stop farting. That's her big thing. And so she's tried everything else. But now it's time to go to Ashton Kutcher's wife.
It's called Papa Chiropractors. I think Papa was the name of it.
PAPA.
Makes me feel a little safer.
It does?
I don't know why. Yeah, and the fact that she looks like Mila Kunis, like, I don't hate that.
I trust my papa.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, but the way she's standing, looking at her pelvis from the backside, and if this lady has a farting problem, man, she is asking for it.
She's aiming it into her own eyes.
Yeah, she's in the line of fire.
Like, did you want pink eye? Do you need to miss a day?
The sacrum is that triangular part, right? And is controlled by the pelvis. So we can go superior, inferior, anterior, posterior.
Dr. Alessandra Colon.
Right?
Oh. Hers was really rocked superior and anterior like that. I'm thinking, okay, that can't be good. That would definitely pinch a nerve. That could definitely decrease signals and create digestive issues. So guess what? You're here because all the farting and tooting, but I actually think you're going to walk out with a little bit more than that.
Okay? This is a doctor-patient relationship.
Brenda's sacrum is super rotated. By adjusting the sacrum, we're really hoping to increase function and turn off the gases. No, we're going.
Are we about to hear all the cracks? Oh,
this is about to be disgusting. Yeah.
Why is she going to work on her neck?
Just wait.
You got to start from the top down, right?
Ooh, this is going to make me want to crack everything in my whole body. All knuckle crackers unite. Yep. We're about to have an orgasm together.
Oh,
all the way down.
That's what's happening when you do that.
My hands are like every little pop is like a little finger orgasm.
I always thought it was just a little annoying, not creepy.
Nope, just like, oh, that was nice. Like a little neck orgasm for you. That's what all those little pops are. Every knuckle cracker who's addicted to it understands.
All the way down?
All the way down, girl.
Okay.
You do me a favor, and I want you to just wiggle that right toe.
Like
wiggle it.
Neck bending.
Oh,
I didn't like that at all.
She broke.
She's
amazing.
Dead.
That's what I'm talking about. She just killed a person.
Oh my God.
God, that was awful.
Oh my gosh. She wrenched her head so hard and fast. That cannot be good for a person.
Sure it is. She's a doctor.
Oh man.
No way.
Okay, I don't care for her.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
I don't think
when
she does either.
When she finishes,
it's just like that.
Yeah, you know it's like that, and it's like. Yeah, I bet she has a lot of one night stands.
Like I was a little bit in shock. I just didn't know that my back was like that.
And what I was going for here.
No. Oh. Bless America. Jesus.
Holy moly.
It's hard not to say swears.
Yeah, it is. I'm sitting up a little straighter, though. I feel it, I think.
I want you to look up to the ceiling for me.
Holy
big breath.
God,
oh, she's... Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out.
Oh, oh God.
If this, it's like pro wrestling.
That can't. Ah, God.
So she's got that one. She's got her rolled onto her side.
Yeah. Kind of arms kind of crossed.
Yeah, leg. One knee folded over.
Mm-hmm. That's how and I then, crack my back when I lay down.
Do you?
I got adjusted like that before. It's amazing.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just lay on your side, and whichever side is like facing the ceiling, you just throw that leg over, put your arm on your lower back, and just do a quick twist.
What does it feel like?
I would be afraid I would stay like that forever.
Not in
fireworks in your spine. It just feels like little fireworks.
Yeah, I mean, it's like pop rocks? Spine.
Yeah.
But
knuckle cracking, but it's just in a different spot.
What do you feel after? The exact same or?
No, for me, my neck, whenever I would, like if I would rotate my neck like this.
In circles.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I can feel it. I can feel it cracking the whole way around. Like it's just gristly.
Yeah, you get little sticky spots.
Yeah, it's gristly. So if I would get adjusted, that would be gone.
See, the difference between knuckle cracking and back cracking, though, is that my fingers don't have a spinal cord in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Like, that's every what bone makes is me its nervous. Own little spinal cord.
Well, yeah, and then when Dr. Papa here is, like, on your thigh with one leg and jumping on you mm-hmm. like a freaking kangaroo or whatever she was doing there, I would be terrified that, yeah, my spine would over-correct itself or over-rotate. I don't like... That's what I'm scared of, like... I don't know that much pressure needs to be put on my body like that.
All right. Well, back to the doctor.
It's not a flattering back cracking outfit though either.
Take a big breath and let it all out.
Oh, that one was right between the shoulder blades.
That's a good one.
Like they have a microphone inside of her body. Like, here, swallow this. We're going to need this.
I need that right now between my shoulder blades.
I wasn't sure. Did I break her? Did you like that? Did you not like that?
Damn.
I don't want the doctor to say I don't want the doctor to say that. Definitely don't.
And to stand there and wonder if she just gave you a stroke or not. Yeah, that's a... Nope. Ask me how I'm doing, please.
Damn, that felt good.
This text. You guys are such pussies. You sound like you're watching a beheading video.
I love
disagree.
Well,
I'm
so
grossed
good.
Out by
it. Oh,
with a scream, I wasn't sure which way we were going with that.
No,
just
no,
see now.
I'm a screamer.
You just see her scream, and then like, oh, like she was so relieved in that moment, and you just see it all just like fall out of her body. I want
like
you,
the farts.
Yeah.
I want you to drop those shoulders all the way down to the ground. Let the arms just hang heavy, heavy, heavy. There you go.
Oh,
time and...
God. Is anything in alignment on this lady? God.
She forced a fart out on that one, didn't she? Go God. Back, please.
All right.
More time and...
Did they ever butt mic'd? Really?
Right.
Does that ever happen to you, Steve, when you get adjusted?
No, I never farted. When
yeah,
I was
but
getting
he doesn't
adjusted.
Have a fart problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like maybe I would because it's really relaxing. I think I've
I
always
can
got one.
I can state what would happen.
Yeah.
I was actually expecting her to fart in my face, but I was going to take one for the team.
Man. Literally why she came in there.
Yeah, it seems like of all of the people you would think would fart in your face, it's probably the girl with digestive issues.
Who's there because she farts too
much. When you push really hard on her stomach from the backside.
I'm not going to lie. I thought every time she got adjusted, she was going to fart. So
that
would have
made it a lot more.
One.
Yeah, right?
More funny.
Were any of you the kid during presidential physical fitness when you had to hold somebody's feet while they did sit-ups that farted on every sit-up? Steve, you were? You were the fart sit-up kid?
I remember farting while doing sit-ups, but I remember the one kid in my class whose nickname was Pest Butt Pincher.
Boy, how do you get that nickname?
Hard to say.
What were his personality traits?
I remember having to hold his feet, and he was the farter every single time he came up.
Ew.
I was like, really, dude?
It's so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Wait, did you ask that because you were that kid, Free Beer?
No, I remember holding the feet for that kid, though.
Okay.
There was one kid at our school. Well, probably named, more than one, but there's Greg. One that, no, it wasn't me. I had enough other issues. That one wasn't it. But yeah, it was a pretty much a sure thing, like Pest Butt Pincher.
Pest Butt Pincher.
Did he acquire both of those nicknames in the same incident, or was he like, hey, let's call him Pest because he's always around?
I don't want to say what his last name was, but it had the word Pest in it. And then he was the one who would pinch all the girls' butts.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. Did his name also start with a P, like a Paul or
no.
Peter? Because dang,
no.
the
I assume
the way that rolls
just
off your
Pesto.
Tongue is really nice. Yeah.
yeah.
Growing up
Peter
in New
Pesto,
Jersey.
The butt pinching pest.
This text: I have sued 3 chiropractors for causing vertebral arterial dissections that led to strokes in my clients, all women in their 20s, 30s, or 40s, by rotationally manipulation of the cervical spine, just like this. Mm. Women should never allow a chiropractor to do this, especially older women like Kelly. All 3 of them settled before the case went to trial.
Rude.
But
sounds like your client's got some money if you're good at what you do.
Before I realized that was a lawyer, I thought that was an individual who had yeah. gone. And I'm like, quit going.
Stop going.
You've sued 3 of them? You stupid ass.
Trying to get yourself killed? God, well, I'm running low on money. Better go get my back cracked.
You dummy.
Time for a mini stroke.
Quit it, idiot.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.